And welcome to Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting views and insight from the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fult. Mickey, how have you been over the past couple of weeks?
Rob, busy, so I can't complain.
Okay, busy is good. And you know, last time out, Mickey, you told listeners that we would focus on uranium for this program. A pretty good call on your part, because I've noticed over the past couple of weeks several stories projecting a rise in uranium prices. And among the headline grabbers, the CEO of Uranium Energy Corporation stating that uranium prices could average $75 a pound over the next 5 to 10 years. Does that sound like a reasonable figure, Mickey, when you look at prices today sitting at around $40 a pound?
Well, I think price predictions are fraught with difficulty. $75 a pound next 5 to 10 years, that's pretty far out, and I don't know very many people would venture into that territory. But certainly there's reason to believe that prices should pick up. You know, I first very much became bullish on uranium in January of last year, January 2009. I thought 2009 was going to be a great year for the uranium industry, at least the junior explorers and developers, and that didn't really turn out. But certainly with prices at $42 a pound, the spot price, and $58, $60 a pound for long-term contracts, those do not appear to be sustainable. You know, 40% of the world's uranium supply comes from four large mines. That'd be Olympic Dam, MacArthur River, Ranger, and Rossing. And so all the new production is scheduled. Some of the mines coming on right now are going to be much higher cost producers. So we should expect a rise in prices, I would think, in the near future. And I've been saying that for a year and a half now. It hadn't come to pass.
Okay, well, let's turn the clock back several years to 2007, Mickey, and that's when the uranium prices peaked at $136 a pound, a long way from where they are today. What was taking place back then that drove the price to that lofty level, and what has taken place since then that has pushed prices down so far?
Three words can answer both those questions. Hedge fund speculation drove it up. Hedge fund divestiture drove it down. We saw in many commodities in 07 and into 08 until we hit the financial crisis, commodities were driven by speculation. It was especially apparent in the uranium sector. And when things started going south, the uranium speculators dumped a bunch of uranium on the market.
Okay, well, Mickey, well, let's talk about how the price for uranium is determined in the marketplace. There's really no central trading platform for the commodity like there is for copper, gold, or oil. Uranium does not trade on the open market. So explain the current setup and how the price is arrived at.
Well, it's a two-tiered setup. It's basically there are long-term contracts, and those are basically offtake agreements by governments and nuclear power plants and utilities that run electrical stations. So that's a certain amount, say somewhere between 80 and 85% of the market is set long-term contracts. Mm-hmm. And then you have a concomitant short-term market, spot price, if you will, and that's basically people that need some uranium or have some uranium to sell, and they sit across the table and negotiate a price. Mm-hmm. So neither of these portions of uranium trade are very transparent, but certainly the spot market is more transparent than long-term contracts are. And it's basically you have right now a spot price of $42 a pound and a long-term contract price of somewhere between $58 and $60 a pound. A nuclear power plant knows exactly how much fuel it's going to require for a certain period of time, and what you generally see is up to 3 years of the supply is locked in. Right now we're down to about a year and a half on average supply is locked in.
When you look at the demand for uranium and the amount of uranium that is available on the market today, is there an oversupply? Is that one reason why we're sitting at $42 a pound and not $50 or $60 a pound?
No, it's kind of curious, Rob, because we're running a deficit year after year. We're running somewhere around a 30% deficit. About 60 million pounds a year is in deficit from mine production to actual use and demand. Now, a certain portion of that has been made up for the last number of years by the Russians' megatons into megawatts program, so basically taking highly enriched uranium from nuclear weapons and diluting that and make low enriched uranium that's usable in nuclear power plants. That's supplying somewhere on the order of 25 million pounds per year. And the rest of it has been made up by stockpiles, and there has been a lot of stockpiling overhanging the market. In addition is the U.S. Department of Energy, which is sitting on about 158 million pounds. So the whole uranium market always is a bit topsy-turvy, if you will.
Okay, you mentioned the Soviets and the warheads, the recycling basically of old Soviet warheads. As I understand it, that recycling program may end in 2013, so there's one source of supply that may be taken off the market. And you mentioned stockpiling. We've had previous conversations, Mickey, when you've talked about stockpiling of copper in China. What about the stockpiling of uranium? Is China, or has China been stockpiling uranium? Is there any word out there in that regard?
Well, those numbers are always hard to come by, but we certainly think, the market thinks that people in the know that China, yes, they are stockpiling. They've been stockpiling quite dramatically. You know, China is undergoing, they're basically got 28 plants that will be completed by 2020. Mm-hmm. 20 of those plants are under construction now. So, but China really hasn't started increasing its nuclear power capabilities so much as they are increasing the amount of pounds they're using. And so that's averaged somewhere 10% increase year over year. So, once again, the supply is the important thing. So they're buying uranium, they're stockpiling yellow cake, and the amount of money they're paying for it really isn't important. Because once again, we have to go back to the fact that 10% of the cost of producing electricity is the fuel you're buying. So that's not really important. You need the supply more than you're concerned about the price of the supply.
Okay, well, you mentioned the number of plants under construction in China. According to the Atomic Energy Authority, there are 56 reactors in total under construction right now around the world, plans for several hundred others. And so this is a story that's going to be with us for quite some time, and we've really just scratched the surface of this, Mickey. So we're going to continue this conversation in about a week's time. More talk on uranium. Where did you want to switch the focus to next week?
Well, Rob, as you can probably tell, I find the uranium sector very interesting. It's unconventional at best. Next time, we're going to focus on the geopolitics of uranium production and use throughout the world, some of the concerns because emerging market countries are increasingly supplying the developed world. And then we'll talk a little bit about my favorite jurisdictions for junior resource companies that are uranium explorers and developers.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks a lot, Mickey.
Thank you once again, Rob.
That's Mickey Fult, the mercenary geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.